Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Eric Topol's Deep Medicine. Sophie, you and I both read this one, and it kind of wrecked me in the best way. How do we start?
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, this book is a gut punch. Topol starts with this painful paradox. We have this incredible scientific capability, gene editing, brain mapping, vaccines in record time. But the actual experience of being a patient? It's often rushed and dehumanizing. The average doctor's appointment is 7 minutes. 7 minutes to connect with someone about their health.
Right, and it's not just bad for patients. Doctors are drowning. They spend more time clicking boxes in electronic health records than looking at people. Topol says a majority of physicians report burnout, and the suicide rate among doctors is the highest of any profession.
Exactly.
So his radical proposal is that artificial intelligence can actually fix this. Not by replacing doctors, but by taking over the shallow, data-intensive work, analyzing scans, sifting through records, so doctors can focus on listening and empathy. He calls it deep medicine, a play on deep learning.
And the immediate application is in medical imaging. A radiologist spends years learning to spot a tiny nodule on a lung scan. An AI trained on millions of scans can do it in seconds, often more accurately. That's not a threat, it's a liberation. Suddenly, the radiologist can focus on complex cases and actually talk to the patient.
Totally. And it goes beyond radiology. Topol talks about AI reading electrocardiograms to predict heart attacks, analyzing retinal scans for diabetic retinopathy, even diagnosing skin cancer from a smartphone photo. The machine isn't just seeing, it's seeing into the future.
That's the shift from reactive to proactive care. Instead of waiting for something to break, you have continuous monitoring from wearables. Your smartwatch tracks your heart rate, sleep, oxygen levels. An AI can detect subtle signs of infection or a mental health crisis before you feel a thing.
And that changes the doctor-patient relationship. Instead of a few minutes every few months, the doctor has a high-resolution picture of your physiology. The AI triages alerts, so the doctor only steps in when something's really wrong. Plus, patients become active participants, armed with data that used to be locked away.
But Topol is no naive optimist. He's acutely aware of the perils. The biggest one? Bias. If an AI is trained mostly on data from white men, it'll be less accurate for women and people of color. This has already happened. Algorithms have systematically underestimated illness severity in Black patients. We could automate inequality.
Right, that's terrifying. And then there's privacy. Our genome, brain scans, daily heart rhythms, this is the most intimate data imaginable. Topol argues we need a new framework where patients own their data and can choose to share it, but insurance companies and advertisers can't exploit it without consent.
There's also the risk of debt killing. If doctors just rubber stamp the AI's diagnosis, they lose their own judgment. Topol says the goal is augmented intelligence, not artificial intelligence. The doctor remains the final decision maker, able to question and override the machine.
That requires redesigning medical education. Future doctors need to learn to work with intelligent machines, interpret their outputs, and manage the human dynamics no algorithm can capture. And Topol points out that AI can directly address burnout by automating the soul-crushing administrative work, like natural language processing that writes clinical notes from a conversation.
I love that image, the doctor actually looking at the patient instead of screen. Topol calls it high-touch medicine. AI takes over the shallow tasks, so doctors can go deep, 45-minute consultations, asking about your family, your fears. The machine doesn't make doctors less human. It makes them more human.
And the book is ultimately hopeful. Topol is a realist, not a techno-utopian. He offers a roadmap, cultural shift in medicine, new education, data privacy laws, and algorithmic fairness. Use AI to improve the human relationship at the heart of care, not just to cut costs.
The line that got me was near the end. AI can diagnose a tumor with perfect accuracy, but it can't hold a patient's hand. It can predict a heart attack, but it can't offer comfort. The future of medicine isn't artificial intelligence, it's augmented intelligence, a partnership between machine speed and human compassion.
That's beautiful. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Deep Medicine is about love, the love a doctor has for their patient, and the love a patient has for their own life. That's what the machine can never replicate.
And that's the deep medicine we desperately need. We'll see you in the next one.